Thiroth, it's really awesome to have you on Rising Giants this week. Thank you so much for taking the time. You know, we were introduced to you through Jamie, and you know, we've heard a lot about your experience and background through MMA and other styles and techniques of fighting. And I think a great place to start would be if you could talk to us a little bit about your journey and kind of how you got to where you are today.
My first journey is like I was just the normal girl that just liked to play with guy's friend at the neighborhood, and I saw a lot of bad thing happening. Like, we didn't have security well, and violence in, we call it domestic violence, the house violence, the husband always hit wife. I saw that, and I had in mind, like, man, how can I help those women? I just want to fight them. Like, I just want to fight the men out to protect women. And then it happened to myself along the street when I walked to school. The guy, just crazy guy, just violate my body. It was just like he right past me when I walked to school, and he tried to like grab my chest. So that time I was so shocked, and I was just sit there. I couldn't move. I was just shocked and angry, and I didn't know what to do. Just sit there and cry. And then I thought that one day if I kept doing that, then I would just die, or just let somebody just do whenever they want, whatever they want. So I came back home, sat and cried. I didn't have courage to tell my mom the truth. I felt embarrassed. So I was asking myself, what should I do? What can I do to make myself more brave and strong? Then I also I like to watch action movies just to feel inspired and motivate for me to be brave. And then I got invited from a friend from school to go see the competition of Bokatao at Olympic Stadium. So I went just to see. But then other than that, I just want myself to go get something like sport or martial art. And then I was like, oh man, I found the gold. And I was worried if the grandmaster would accept the woman student, because I thought the sport is just for men. And then I went straight and asked him, and my grandmaster Sankum Sien like gave me a courage. And then he said that, well, we want more women to do martial art, and it would be nice if you could join us. So since then, my thought was just training just to defend myself, just, you know how to like do self-defense, and just to build myself, have strong mental. And he advised me, and he said that you train martial arts, you train Bokatao, you earn like a healthy, you can protect yourself, and more importantly, is to preserve the culture, because the martial art has lost in the war during Pol Pot regime. All strong people and smart people were killed. So I heard the last word, that to keep the culture and keep the martial art back to life. And then that's catch my feeling. So I said that, man, so then if I could become a good role model for my next generation or the other woman friend, and then I can fight that guy who fight the wife. I thought like youngster thing. So I involved into Bokatao, and I never thought that I would go compete, and I never thought that I would get a medals, and I never thought that I would involve into the fight field. And during that time it was so hard, because that was just me and most of the guys in the gym. I thought that I'm the only one in there, and I feel kind of shy and embarrassed and didn't put my all into training. But then day by day, we made friends, and then we became a family. So I feel comfortable to train with them. But just back home, my mom and the family always said something that, you should not do that. You should stop it right now, because I feel embarrassed that I have a daughter like that. Should become more better than whatever you do. Like, you fight, you make yourself hurt, you get injury. And women should not do that. Like, that sport is just for men. I feel embarrassed for neighbor when they come and they know the story. So please stop doing that right now before I, you know, whatever, have a problem in the family. It was so hard because no one support me. besides the grandmaster and the friends that do martial art. Also, my economy in the family was low too, and she said that I had to go find a job and make some money for the family. Cannot just do that. I was so sad, and I didn't want to get kicked out of the family. They would not kick me out, but you know, the relationship is going kind of broken. But then I kept my courage, I kept my strong thinking. I just want to do whatever I love, and I want to prove them that this is not bad. It's not the bad sport, and I'm not doing bad to anybody. I'm not violating anybody's life. Instead, I do this to become stronger. Like, I can protect myself if there's something bad happen. And also, I preserve the culture that it's lost for a long time ago. So then I went to compete just to challenge myself. And then I got gold medal without my expectation. I just want to challenge it. So then I got the prize. I got some cash from when we got the prize or the medal. So then I went home and I showed my mom, like, look, I didn't do anything bad. I didn't do drug. I think this is the prize that I got, and I hope you're proud of me, because your daughter was just a little girl that's scared of people and never want to make friends and never feel, always feel like down and never feel confident. So I hope you're proud of me. And then she kind of smiled for my first results for her. And then I can see that that's a positive sign I got. And later on and on, it kept on going. And then I want to take myself to the next level. I was asking my grandmaster to compete in Kun Khmer, everyone in the world known as Muay Thai or kickboxing. He was kind of close-minded. I'm sorry to say that, but he was really close-minded. My grandmaster said that Boketao is enough for you. You don't need to go switch to any other sport. So it's okay to stuck with us. And then I said, but grandmaster, Boketao for me, there's no girl to in the battlefield. They just perform and make and talk and prepare the choreography to fight. But I just want to test myself if Boketao can make me go to the real fight without making choreography and then talk before, like, who win and who lose. So if you could open the way for me to challenge myself, that would be great. But he still didn't allow me. Unless I got a friend, Derek, that I just told you earlier that he's a French guy. He went to convince my grandmaster to be more open for his student to go reach other level and then just to see. Also, because I want to prove people wrong, because every time I post my Boketao video on social media, a lot of bad comments coming through. They said that she just a girl that do dancing in Boketao. If she go in a real fight, she would die, definitely. And oh man, she's just a girl, and when she trains, she lift her legs so high and da da da, like make something broken in her body, and then no one gonna get her as a wife. Da da da. Let's make those comment flew into my mom's head, and it make her really get angry and want me to stop. So at the end, I decided, like, I just go fight. I want to prove them wrong. If I lost in the battle, then that's mean that I'm not good. And the martial art that I do is, I don't know, maybe it still has a limit. So I fight. My first fight, I fight with the opponent that they had more experience than me. And my first fight, I kept convincing myself like that. Tarot, you just go have fun. Don't have pressure. If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. It's okay. Don't think too much. If nobody support you, you support yourself. I cried when I think like that, because sometimes you need support, and you don't, when you don't have it, it's kind of, you are alone living in a giant world. So then I decided to go fight. I had only one friend to come support me. And then I knock her out in the third round without expectation. So that time it truly pushed myself and then tell me that, wow, Tarot, you can do more, not just that. And then I posted on social media. I kept on posting. I had the next fight and next fight. At first, I said one fight when my mom found out on the TV. She cried so much and she said that she almost got heart attack. And she
Oh no.
almost got heart attack. And then I was like, oh man, I'm such a bad daughter. But I don't want my mom to have something bad happen because of me. So I went home, apologized her, and then I told her, Mom, if you could be open, I would tell you the honest truth. I wouldn't lie to you or hide to you. And then you found out later you feel like in pain because your daughter like hide to you. So next time, if you be more open and then think positive that I'm going just to do sport to make myself strong, and then it will be okay for you next time. So I keep chasing that. I keep trying some new thing, and then I had many more fights after, and then I post on social media. Those people that always criticize me and always wrote the bad comment, I kept seeing more positive come to me. They said, wow, she really can fight. Like, wow, congratulations. And the other girl, what hit me the most, and some of the girls come and say that I want to become like you. That's what I want to hear. And I never thought that I would be a someone that could be for other people to look up for. And then to the next level, it's MMA. My kickboxing is already hard, but MMA is another crazy sport that everyone think that it's insane and dangerous. But when I get involved into it and know it not 100% deeply, but pretty decent, I think that MMA is great. It's kind of make us use everything like mental strength, whole body, and also your brain try to focus. And it's not as dangerous as people think. I heard the professor say that the very dangerous one is boxing, because why? The minutes in round is longer than the other fight field, the other fight sport, and also you hit just head the whole time, and then it will damage your brain. But and then sometimes when you get knocked out, they have to count you to 8 to 10 and then ask you again, are you ready to fight again? So they're not recover yet, and then they start again, right?
At that
In
point,
MMA,
yeah.
in MMA, when you just knocked out, and then that's it, finished. Or when you like cut through, the referee said that that other guy or girl cannot continue anymore. They just stop it to make the fighter safe. So one and then gone, stop and finish. But for the boxing, you just keep on going forever, so brain get damaged. So.
Well, I just want to quickly say thank you so much for, opening up and sharing your story with us. I know that, it's very heavy, but at the same time, it helps build you into the person that you are today. And, this entire journey is incredible. There is a lot to unpack, but I think one of the things that I just want to ask you about is, how was it, dealing with a lot of the negative criticism and, especially with the sort of like sexism in the sense of like, why is a woman doing this and, why are they performing the sport? How did you develop that mental fortitude? How was it that you were able to kind of have this laser focus on, blocking out all the negativity and really being like continuing to just fight through all of that, all of that negative comments and feedback that you were getting?
To deal with the negative feedback. At first, of course, I didn't know what to do, but the first thing I do is just calm myself first. I was the person that always feel like get angry fast and never know how to calm myself. But martial art changed my life. And first thing I do is just cry. When I see those, I just cry and then question why people don't think the same and think positive. And then I think that, and I realize that people are different, so they think differently. And when I was in a hard time during doing martial arts, Grandmaster San Kimsian is the person that he shared a lot of knowledge, and then he just talk in life's general. So I spend some times to listen to his advice, and then I feel courage again. And when I was in a very hard time that I didn't have nobody to talk to, I went to the temple, Buddha temple, just to like meditate or see around and just to get myself calm and to know more how to deal with negativity. And sometime I also went to church because church, people sing and cheer up, and then you can speak to God, whatever they think. I don't know if people believe in re religion or not, but sometimes it's just help us to recover ourselves. And yeah, I realize, and then I told myself that people think different, and just don't expect them think the same like you or support you. As long as you be honest to yourself, as long as you know your goal that you are doing this for a good, and you're doing in a good deed, and to show people that what you do is just to encourage other people to do good with you, then I think it's good. And even negativity could not win the positive at the end of the day. They will just see in a good way.
Yeah, and that is a very rock hard mentality that you grow and train and develop over time, and it's something that today with a lot of both men and women that look up to you and say you incredible fighter, and especially in terms of style and everything. So in today's and maybe in the Cambodian market, what is the current sector look like for martial arts or MMA or anything that kind of like falls under that umbrella?
To be honest, in Cambodia, MMA isn't that famous for our people. I don't know why. I thought it would be just like modern countries that they really cheer up for MMA, and then they really like it. It's getting famous now, MMA, in other country. But in Cambodia, we just see only I keep on going. But the good thing is Bo Katao is blooming. It's going on far more than 10 years ago that I did with, like, started with my grandmaster and all the team. We were all lose hope that, okay, we can see that our young generation not interested into it, and probably is gonna lost again if our people or young people don't keep it up, preserve it, and then bring it back to life, and don't train and don't spread the word, then we might lose again. We didn't have hope that time. But these days, young generations start to like love it. Even they don't train it for professional, but they train it for their health, and to just to know that that's is the Khmer heritage. And also Bo Katao Federation right now working so hard to push this to the World Heritage UNESCO, and they also try them to make the national championship every year. Also soon it's gonna happen in about 2 months, 2 to 3 months soon. So this is great. I can see that it's going well now, and I hope in the future we can bring this and then spread this more into the world for people to know.
Could you quickly give the origin story of Bo Katao and how it came to be? Just kind of where's the foundational thought and style come from?
Yeah, so as I heard, according to my grandmasters telling the story, the Bo Katao, it's the short word is Bok means like to pound and to punch or to step. Ka is mean the neck. Lion is Tao is the lion, so like the neck of the lion's kind of like meaning pound the lion or something like that. Because back in the day, we have a animal that just go ruin people's village and then kill people. So human get to learn their striking to strike back the animal or something like that. And we have a lot of style called Kropaha, means like the crocodile open there. What's the word? Mouth thingy style.
I guess they're snout or mouth, maybe that
Yeah.
were the every yeah the teeth and
Yeah,
everything.
claw crab is the tiger that crawl. So those kind of style is a very traditional one. And then our ancient ancestor used that to fight and protect the land from the enemy. So we now just call it Boketao, just to be the short name.
Okay, and can you talk to us a little bit also about your what you're currently working on today and how you've kind of transitioned to some other new passions and things that you're up to, like getting involved in acting and now working also with the police?
To get into acting, when I was young, I never dreamed about to become a fighter. Never. What I dreamt about is to become a star, like Hollywood star acting thingy, because I like to play acting when I was small. It was fun playing with the neighbor and friend. And then when I became a fighter, I was like, that wasn't my dream, but now I love it that I become a fighter, and I love this sport because it just changed my life. And so I guess, yeah, people see me on social media because during that time we didn't have female fighter yet, like so rare or sometimes just zero. So when they saw that, one production called Gongcha, they asked if I'm interested into acting. And it's also about like to show the talent too if I could act. So I went to casting and then they said that okay, pretty decent. And then they just gave me an opportunity to work with them and it turned out bomb. It's blast. And we didn't expect that Jailbreak, yeah, the movie called Jailbreak. We didn't expect that go worldwide, especially to the Netflix website thing. But before that, I think because again, Boketao martial art teach me a lot. I never went to the acting school how I can act. How? Probably because a little bit of my talent, it's a gift from when I born. But most of the percentage is from Boketao that I do. Doing Boketao, my grandmaster always sent me to go on the stage perform. And then he always advised us, when you perform, you have to like play with your face. When you get angry with a partner, show your emotion, angry. When you get hit, you have to act like, ouch, it hurt, it painful, to show people that the audience that you really got hit or something like that, but it's just all pretending. So that pretending thing is an acting, right? As you. So yeah, from that, I think it helped me to, like, it's the foundation that helped me to, like, can act in front of the camera in the movie. So that, yeah, that's how it was.
Okay, that's a very, very really interesting journey going into acting. And what has it been like getting involved with a few of these other productions? You mentioned Jailbreak, but you also recently starred in Shotgun Wedding, right? That will be released. That's
In
more of a is that a
seven.
comedy?
It's a comedy action film. That one is crazy. Everything is unexpected, but I don't know what to say. I thank the universe. I thank God. I thank everybody that keep me in their life. You know, the boss, I call him boss or friend or brother, that contact me to go do the Shotgun Wedding is we met the first time in First They Kill My Father. First They Kill My Father movie is directed by Angelina Jolie. We met in that movie and then he just saw my talent and he just saw like my level that I can fight or do more. When he left Cambodia in the 2015, he said that keep it up, Little Frog. That's my nickname. He called me Little Frog. And keep it up, Little Frog. Next time, maybe I have another project to work with you or not. I don't know. Just keep in touch. And then he's just gone forever. We never kept in touch since then. I lost his contact and I never have his email address. But then he appeared in 2021. He just texted me straight and then he asked, "Yo, Little Frog, I have another project to work in Dominican Republic. Would you like to come work with me again?" I was like, "Hell yeah, do whatever. Do whatever. Just take me there." I didn't think about how much they pay me, what was the movie. I was just like, acting outside the country. That's my new experience, my new lesson. I didn't think anything else because even First They Kill My Father movie go also worldwide, but that movie I worked in my country. Never once I went outside the country and acting and filming. So Shotgun Wedding was the first one. And then when I went there, I didn't train and I didn't have script to do. And then he said that his name is Lee Marson. He is the stunt coordinator that worked with Casino Royale, which 007.
The James Bond movie, right? Yeah,
yeah. 007. There you go. Yeah. Well,
a lot more movies that I couldn't describe. And then the recently is No Time to Die. Once I see that movie, I'm like, I am so proud that he selected me and he saw my talents and gave my opportunity again. I was so grateful. I'm so grateful for that. So he took me there. We trained just a day to get to prepare the choreography. And then I was so much pressure because I'm afraid that I might not doing good. He was like, "Nah, man, it's okay. You can do it. It's okay. Don't be pressure." He always like making me feel easy to work with. So yeah, then I more than I expected. I thought that I went there only just to stunt for other women or just to not see the face, or I didn't know that I have a role. And then first time when I arrived there, they sent me the call sheet. I saw the cast number one, Jennifer Lopez. And I was like, "Wait, what? Is there another Jennifer?" And then number two, Josh Duhamel. And then I start to search and then in the Google, and then I see Jennifer Lopez in this. I was like so hyped and I scream in the room alone. I really wanted to post on Facebook for my people, for my friends to know, but I just couldn't do it. You know, it's a policy. And I was crying happy. I was crazy, jumping on the bed. I didn't expect that. So the first day on set and I saw her walk past me, that's when, okay, I'm not dreaming. This is for real, real. And it was so wonderful, man, because Lee prepared the choreography and then he said that either if I want to add some Bokatao move in there, I'm free to do so. So that was a blast. I was so proud. I was really thankful that he said, because he know my passion. He said that, "I know you come here to represent your country, then do something that people can see. It's you, it's yours." It's amazing.
And have you managed to get to know, you know, Jennifer and some of the other actors on the movie?
Well, for me, I think they are too high and I was kind of like, didn't feel there. I felt like I don't want to go disturb or I feel like bother them. I just smiled from the far and then wave at her. And then she looked at me and she smiled at me. And then everyone in the base camp was look at me and then like, "Ah, she's smiling at you." You know, once you see your idol, you become crazy and then you just don't care about anything. You were just alone, like crazy alone. And okay, let me talk about the fight day, my special day. I had to fight with the stunt double of Josh, not Josh himself. But then something like happened, so his stunt double catch COVID, I heard. So there's only Josh and I in the field. And the stunt coordinator and our stunt crew say that, "Josh, can you do? Because we have our other friend to preserve." And then Josh said that, "No, I can do it. I want to fight with Little Frog. Let's do it." He said that. And myself was like, he said my name. I'm like, and he want to like perform with me. Oh, such an honor. Man, I was just crazy. I was just so happy and I felt overwhelmed. I was so speechless. I don't know what to say. So Josh said that I want to fight with her. Let's do it, little frog. Let's rehearse. So I did it with him. And then yeah, all the fight scene is just me and him. He don't use stunt double at all. He was great. He really understanding the move. Like both of us, it's just like in this moment we talk, we rehearse, and then we just go for it. I was so much pressure, you know, because I was afraid that I don't wanna, you know, we try the best. Our main key is the safety first. Don't punch, like, don't touch, like, have to make each other safe. So that's why I got pressure. And also, I got too much feeling honored to be with the main cast and also worried about my self performing because I never go on the big stage like that. It's kind of pressure, happy, overwhelmed, like everything in just one moment. But I did it, and everyone said that I did great. It's just that.
When is it being released?
It's gonna be released in January 27th.
Wow. Okay. Great. And will it just be on Prime Video? Will it also be released in cinemas?
I wish they released in cinema, but I think only Prime Video.
Okay.
I think a lot of movies now are going straight to the streaming platforms, though. It's just where more people will generally watch, whether it's on Prime Video, Netflix, along these streaming platforms.
Isn't it crazy? Myself, even if I become an actress, I never watch a lot of movie that I am suggested to watch a lot of movie just to have some idea of acting because I'm not that best yet. Of course, I'm still learning because I'm new, but I don't know why I don't just watch movie. And also, I'm a fighter. I got suggested watch a lot of fight. And I also don't watch too.
But yeah, I think what you said earlier, right, is what they say sometimes you like don't think too much, right? And I think sometimes it has to be natural. And if you try and rationalize and
I'm
make
probably
something too
like
intellectual,
that.
you get too caught in your head.
Yeah, so that's why maybe when I perform, it's just come out for just me, myself.
You just mentioned that you don't watch too many movies, but are there any actors or actresses that you would go to for inspiration or those that you look up to?
Yes, I think I do. To become a martial artist, at first I watch the movie called From Thailand, and the main actor is Jiram, that he has a root in Khmer Surin. Khmer Surin is we count as Khmer blood because Khmer have three, how do you say that? Three. So Khmer under, Khmer middle, and Khmer above. So Tony Jaa is in Khmer Surin, is in Khmer above, and myself is in Khmer middle, and the other Khmer is close to Vietnam. They're in Vietnam now. So Tony Jaa is one of my inspiration, and when I watch the movie, I just feel like I want to know how to fight like him, and I just feel I want to be in a movie like him. And plus, because he speak Khmer, that's really make me feel like so wow and hype, like wow, we have a Khmer blood right there that can do so well and amazing. So that's why I try to research and try to like find some fight sport until I found Bo Katao. And another actress that I look up for is Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lopez, of course. Jennifer Lopez, she's so strong that she never let the society could know her age. You know, she's this age, but she looks so young and still fresh and strong. And Angelina Jolie, I watch her movie Tomb Raider. Like when I see that, man, one day I want to become like that. And it's so special that we have a gender and we have a woman that can fight and that show their ability. Because I was born in the family that very traditional, that girl can only cook in the house, taking care of the family, watch the baby. That's all I heard from the elders in my family. But when I come out of that world, I see more. I see that women can do more. Women can be strong, even stronger than men sometimes. Yeah.
Mentioned about how you've been involved in now so quite a lot of local productions, and then you've also now had this experience in an international production. How would you compare the two, and how would you say the Cambodian film industry is kind of developing as time has gone on? Are you seeing the two kind of come together more, or is it still very different?
Yeah, as the time has gone by and to compare to like years ago, local production is nowadays kind of keep on growing. And I see that soon they maybe will collaborate with the international film industry, I hope, because youngsters now, a new teenager now, they're very smart and they learn a lot about media and movie industry, and they have so much creative and like the crew. Sometimes they learn from the professor that come from international country to come teach them, so they know more how to work with internationally. And as the to work in the film production nowadays as well, even Cambodia have a small crew, but we can make it to reach to the world. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Like Jailbreak, when we did the interview, when they asked, okay, well, how many days you guys shooting, how many crew, and da da da, how many budget, and when they heard, so we went to the film festival in other countries like Italy and America. They asked us a question, and then when we gave them an answer, they were like amazed. They said, only 32 days and you make this video? It's just like we Cambodian work nonstop. But it was the beginning. We don't want people to overwork like that. Sometimes you have to rest and respect your body. But this is crazy that people love their job and they focus and they just work to think about the results just to make happen, like to be best. And well, I believe that soon or in the future that we will collaborate with the international production and make it bigger, make Cambodia bigger and put it on the map again for people to see more of a lot of talented young generation are.
Well, and it's true, and it takes a few to really pave the way for, to show that this is possible and to make it happen. And you obviously being one of them, also another previous guest we had on the show with Sok Visal and Sarita as well. A lot of people that are also, it is all culminating and starting to come up, and it's just very exciting times ahead. So. We're very excited to see that on our side as well. So.
Yeah, some people, when they ask me where I'm from, I told them that I'm from Cambodia. They don't even know where is Cambodia. It's a bit sad, but what can I say? Because we're a small country and then we went through the war. And then when I was there representing the country, they said that, okay, next country it's gonna be Cambodia. I'm gonna go visit Cambodia, da da da. And then they said, wow, I don't know Cambodia have this strong lady. What I just heard that, and then I feel like, oh, I'm kind of proud of myself, and then I love myself more. Before, I never valued myself. I only heard about negativity. Even I didn't respond to them, but sometimes those negativity also drag me down. Even I fight it back, but it's also drag me down automatic, you know. So when people praise me up and then they compliment me, I kind of like reject and I don't think it's true. Like they said, I'm a Tarot, you're beautiful and strong. I said, nah. But then when I heard a lot of positive thing and then I show my talent, when they say that, I went to sleep and they say that, Tarot, you are valuable. You're cool. You know how to do what you do. And then that when I feel like I love myself more, I value myself more, and then I become proud of myself.
Well, it's no doubt that you have plenty of things to be very proud about, and every reason for anyone to look up to you and to be inspired. So just be sure to know that if you, it's just how it is. And transitioning to the last section of our podcast is to just talk a little bit more about some of the habits and advice to let the audience get to know a little more about you as well. And the first question is, what kind of habits do you install on yourself to stay self-accountable or motivated?
I don't know, man, when you ask like that. Well, a lot of time when I was feeling down or depression, first thing again, I just cry it all out because I like to. Before, I was a person that never liked to let it go or express. Still, nowadays, I don't really share my sorrow or sadness to other people. I just want them to get the happiness from tarot and not sadness. So first thing I do is cry it all out, and then again I talk to myself that you cannot have everything as you want. The world work different, not the same as my world. So just be go with the flow first, let it go, forget it, and build up the new thing, or just keep sticking on doing your own thing to show people. Because I comfort myself that even people don't see me doing that today, maybe they can see it tomorrow, next week, or next month. So just don't give up. And I told myself to keep thinking positive and then make friends, go do more sport. Sports always make me feel release my pain and depression. And singing also one of the thing I do, singing in the shower. And just be kind to myself and just be honest to myself. Even other people don't give you support. Most importantly, if myself support myself and just try to laugh a lot. And yeah, again, just to keep thinking that people are different, they don't think the same like us, so let them be, or try to explain them in another different picture, then they will see it in a better way.
Yeah, that's a very, very valuable and just a great perspective as well. You mentioned earlier that you're pretty sore coming out from a workout from the previous day. What,
Yeah.
in your opinion, what is the one part of a workout that you kind of not look forward to the most, or what's the hardest exercise that every time you go in, you're kind of like, oh gosh, do I have to really do this today?
Yeah, to be honest, I hate a lot of workout movement. But the most that I don't like it is the burpee. I don't know if you
That's
ever
the one
tried
where you do the push up and you jump up
push
and
up and jump off. Yeah, I call it in Khmer as a like kchal. It's a death one. Yeah.
a death one.
Yeah. And other than that, I don't like a lot, but still keep pushing. This is why it made my life change to become a calm person. You know, during the fight, a lot of time I wanted to give up because it's get to the point that you cannot take it anymore, you know? Just like the same, like when they choke me, I don't wanna, it's so hard to breathe and it hurtful. It's just in pain. And I thought like, should I tap? And then at the same time, I told myself and convinced it again, well, let's try your best to see. And then if you can let it go, you let it go. So let's try the best. What, like, how best can you handle it? So I stay until my limit, and then that limit thing, like, kind of push me up to another level. So I'm talking this is I pick up the example from the fight in Thailand that I almost tap it, but then only 30 second left that I told myself to try my best and switch over my opponent, and I choke her, and that's made me win. So it's in the life as well. If I get angry, if you get angry and then you just go for it without thinking, you're gonna ruin something else that you don't know. So yeah, this sport like really make me calm and think further.
Yeah, that balance between having that like power and speed, but also the clarity to be able to be relaxed and know that even if you are under a lot of pressure in that second, it doesn't mean that, you know, you should, you know, kind of forget about everything that you've learned, but instead think about what the next step is to get out of that situation.
Also, a lot of people around me see me in a wrong way. I don't blame them, because as you see the food, you know, when you look the colorful, you think that that would be delicious. But if you don't think that it look good, probably not look good until we taste it. So people see me wrong. It's like, they think that I will get angry so fast. And then if I get angry, oh, you're going to die. She's going to hit you. She's going to punch you because she's a fighter. But other than that, I think I'm the very calm person, because when I was among my friend, I'm the only one that tried them to be calm and then deal the situation with relaxing. And also, a lot of elders say that don't get her as a wife, she's gonna whoop your ass. And I don't think so, because when I date guys, they said that that's not what I expected. You are so sweet and kind of cute. So I said that from other friends that hang out with me. So then I can see when I hang out with more people, I know about myself more too. Because sometimes you can't look yourself and then you say yourself, if you're good, you're good, you're good. But you have to hear from other people's idea too. Mm-hmm. So those people and those friends are my mirror to see myself more. And yeah, so people shouldn't judge like that. To get to know those people first, and then you will know how they are.
Yeah, don't judge a book by its cover. It's very, very important. And if you could jump into the ring with anyone, you know, maybe any fighter or any martial artist or anyone, who would it be right now?
Oi. Hard question. I don't know. I never aim for anyone. But it happened.
Fair enough.
I heard a lot of coach say that my face and my inside think doesn't really look like a fighter, because when fighter about to jump in the ring, they are craving for knock that person out or craving for winning. Myself, I was just sit there, smile at my opponent, and then relax. You know, doing that, it's called myself to not feel nervous, and also just to be friendly with opponents, you know. But then the coach told me that have to build your mental, like you have to crave for the winning. Don't be friendly for now. You can friendly for after the fight, which is, yeah, not so bad, but it's just my personality is just like that. And I remember one of a fighter here, the local fight here, my first fight faced with her, she was like, so sorry to say that, she was a bit ego, because she fought with international, like Thai, like the other country, and I was just local person. And she just came next to me before we got on the ring. She asked, yo, how many kilometer you run? Make sure you run an hour or 10 kilometers to win over me. She was like, and I was like, oh shit, my, like she played with my heart, and I was scared for real, to be honest, I was scared for real. And then I say it to my coach that, man, I don't know if I could win her. And he was like, do your best work. Don't make her words like ruin your feeling. And then, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I just go have fun. Again, I kept convincing myself, just go have fun. Win or lose, it's yourself. As long as I win myself, as long as I win my fearness, then I win. So the first fight I faced with her, I won her by point. Second time, she went to revenge. Then when I got scarier, you know, revenge. I don't like that word. The revenge is more than I expected. I knocked her in the second round, but then she got out again. She got up again. And then because of that knocked out, I win her by point again. She didn't accept that. She asked for the third revenge. I fought with her with my injury and in the Kokong province. that time, man, I thought that I'm going to lose 100% because I already got injury with my dislocated shoulder, my right one, from the Philippines. So when I fought with her, that fight is unforgettable. When I fought with her, I fought with my injury. She clinched me and then my shoulder go low like this. I couldn't move, but I try to act again, acting in the ring. Like, I'm good. I still have power to fight you. And then I just lift my push, my leg up, and then she just run to my push kick. She lost her teeth. So I knock her out again, and then I adjust my shoulder back into the... It was painful, the most painful thing in my life. And then I won her again. That time she accepted that she could never win me. And then she became friend. She just said, sorry that... And now I know you this and that. It's just like the movie, man. I couldn't believe that. Life is just like the movie to me. So I couldn't believe that I won with just one hand and kicking. So those things really upgrade my life to become a person where I am right now.
Like, do you have any upcoming fights?
Last 5 months I had, but it couldn't happen. I was disappointed, but well, you cannot get everything what you want. That time I trained myself off so hard, and I'm ready for another fight because during COVID I didn't have any other fight. So during 3 years, that was my first time to get into the ring MMA again. But then something happened with my opponent. They got injury or some problem with the sponsor, so we couldn't make it. And then the new movie coming, so I chose the movie. And I also been asking questions with my friend around me too. Should I stick with the fight or should I stick with acting? Also, this question, people ask me a lot too during the interview. Well, my answer is I love both because from the fighting, it lead me to become an acting. If either I have a fight that I see that it's also depend if it's important for myself and the country, then I would choose it. And if the acting is more important and it's a smart move, then I would choose it. So it depends.
Yeah. So just coming up to the end of the podcast, our last question that we ask our guests is what is the most important piece of advice that you've ever been given?
I think not much, and maybe the same thing. The piece of advice is to love yourself a lot. I never loved myself. I always beat up myself, like, and say those other negative things on myself. But I don't do that because I learned that it's really come to you automatic, put you down. Sometimes you didn't even know that those words can drag you down easily. So just love yourself more, being honest with yourself and the job or the work you do. I suggest my young generation that came after me, if they want to make it bigger and internationally, you have to know more than one language. Being friendly is the most important. And then think positive on people is the most important. And like I said again and again, if you don't get what you want, or like caring from a person, supporting from a family, don't feel down and don't use a lot of depression word and to call yourself that, oh, I'm in depression now because my family don't support me, my loved one don't care about me. If you think like that, I was once think like that, and I feel really disappointed of them. So if, and then when they become our supporter, we become happy. I don't think that's better to do. As long as you love yourself, support yourself first, and don't care about other people giving you support or caring or not, later on it will come naturally. When those people see yourself being successful, when those people seeing that you are a happiness person, then they're naturally involved with you. Then you will earn the love, you will earn the care, you will earn the support, and you will earn their respect. And just try to be happy. And if sometimes you're being in a sadness, don't lie to yourself. Cry it all out just like me. when the tears gone, you will have no more tears to fall down. And then I suggest everyone to do sports, whatever sport they feel like it's give them fun, or sport activity to make them like build their mental, then do it. And music is the most important for yourself too. And self-care is the most important. And try to be happy and positive.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all that advice. I think that'll be really, really useful for a lot of people listening. We just want to thank you very much for coming on the podcast today.